قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
Tell them, O Prophet, my servants who have committed excesses against themselves, do not despair of Allah's mercy. Surely Allah forgives all sins. He is most forgiving, most merciful. Tell them, O Prophet, my servants, some people offer a queer explanation of the opening words of this verse. They point out that here God Himself directs the Prophet, peace be upon him, to address people as my servants. Hence, all men are the servants of the Prophet, peace be upon him. This is not an explanatory comment, but the worst possible distortion of the meaning and message of the Quran. In fact, this amounts to making the Quran an object of jestful play and sport. It is possible that a section of ignorant and gullible devotees might be swayed by such contentions, but if this line of thinking is seriously pursued, it will undermine the whole message of the Quran. This because the Quran proclaims here, there, and everywhere that humans are servants of none other than the one true God. The quintessence of the Quranic message is, serve none except the one true God. According to the Quran, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him too, was God's servant. He was raised not as man's Lord and deity, but as God's messenger, and the purpose of his advent was to serve God and urge others to serve him alone. In view of the above, how can any rational being believe that one fine day Muhammad, peace be upon him, will stand up in Mecca and begin to proclaim, O people, you are not servants of deities such as Uzza and Sun. In fact, you are the servants of Muhammad, peace be upon him. May God protect us from such blasphemy.
Who have committed excesses against themselves, do not despair of Allah's mercy. Surely, Allah forgives all sins. He is most forgiving, most merciful.
This discourse is addressed to all beings. There is no weighty basis to believe that it is addressed only to believers. As Ibn Kathir has pointed out, this universal directive does not mean at all that God forgives the sins of people without their repentance and their turning to Him. God's pardon is contingent upon people's servitude, obedience, and their following the message revealed by God. Ibn Kathir, Tafsir, comments on Surah Al-Zumr 39:53. This verse holds out a ray of hope to those who had been guilty of murder, illicit sex, stealing, highway robbery, and such other major sins in the time of Jahiliyyah. Such people had given up the hope of ever being forgiven by God. Here they are directed not to despair. They're assured that if they become God's obedient servants, their past sins will be forgiven. This interpretation is endorsed by Ibn Abbas, Qatada, Mujahid, Ibn Zayd, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, and Tirmidhi.
وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ.
Turn to your Lord and surrender yourselves to Him before the chastisement overtakes you, for then you will receive no help.
وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ.
Follow the best of what has been revealed to you from your Lord before the chastisement suddenly comes upon you without you even being aware of it.
Follow the best of what has been revealed.
Follow the best of what has been revealed means the following: to carry out God's commands, to abstain from what He forbids, and to derive wholesome lessons from the stories and parables He narrates. On the contrary, he who turns away from God's commands, who commits forbidden acts and pays no heed to God's counsel and admonition, is guilty of following the Quran in the worst possible manner.
تقول نفس يا حسرتا على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين.
Lest a person should say, "Alas, for me, for neglecting my duty towards Allah and for being among those that scoffed."
أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين.
And lest a person should say, "If only Allah had guided me, I should have been one of the God-fearing."
أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين.
Or lest he should say, when he sees the chastisement, "Oh, that I might return again and be among those who do good."
بَلَىٰ قَدْ جَاءَتْكَ آيَاتِي فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
Yes, indeed. But my signs came to you, and you rejected them as lies, and waxed arrogant, and were among those who disbelieved.
وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ وُجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةٌ أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًى لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ.
On the day of resurrection, you shall see that the faces of those who had lied against Allah have turned dark. Is hell not vast enough to provide a room to the vainglorious?
وَيُنَجِّي اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ لَا يَمَسُّهُمُ السُّوءُ لَا يَمَسُّهُمُ السُّوءُ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
But as for the God-fearing, Allah will deliver them on account of their achievements. No harm shall visit them, nor shall they grieve.
الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل.
Allah is the creator of everything. He is the guardian over everything. Allah is the creator of everything. He is the guardian over everything.
God did not simply create the universe and then withdraw from the scene. Instead, He continues to look after and superintend everything. He not only created everything, but everything continues to exist because of His will. It is He who sustains them and causes them to thrive.
لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
To Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. It is those who disbelieve in Allah's signs who will be the losers.